Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
Today, we're covering the Bozeman City Study Commission meeting of June 18, 2026, where commissioners held their second required public hearing on the tentative report and amended city charter, then approved $65,000 for voter education ahead of the November ballot.
Commissioner Becky Franks opened with a summary of the commission's work over the past year and a half. The amended charter includes a four-year mayoral term, elimination of the deputy mayor position, a compensation board to set commissioner and mayor pay, a 60-day window instead of 30 days to fill commission vacancies, and a new Article 8 focused on public engagement and neighborhood associations.
On the ballot itself, voters will first decide whether to adopt the amended charter. If they do, three sub-options become live: whether to elect commissioners by wards, whether ward commissioners must be elected only by residents of that ward or at large, and whether to expand from four commissioners and a mayor to six commissioners and a mayor. Franks emphasized that if the amended charter fails, all sub-options fail regardless of their individual results, a structure dictated by state law.
Public comment drew roughly a dozen speakers. City Manager Chuck Nguyen urged the commission to distinguish between what belongs in a charter and what belongs in policy, cautioning that the compensation formula could inadvertently classify elected officials as employees under the Fair Labor Standards Act. He also flagged that the inter-neighborhood council language grants INC more authority than other advisory boards without the same requirements.
Multiple commenters supported keeping Article 8 and neighborhood associations in the charter. Emily Mason, the INC chair, said their role should be protected in the charter to ensure their continuity and independence from changing political and administrative priorities. Others, including Noah Timbrook, argued the appointment process for commission vacancies still lacks sufficient reform.
On compensation, several speakers said the formula tying pay to area median income was too prescriptive. Resident Susan Hinkins said the algorithm made me uncomfortable and preferred leaving salary decisions to the compensation board without a fixed formula. Andrew Thomas, presenting survey results from the Gallatin Valley Sentinel based on 611 respondents, reported that a majority of respondents did not support increasing commissioner pay.
The ward drawing process also drew attention. The current draft states the commission itself must divide the city into wards. Katie Adams of the Gallatin Valley Sentinel recommended replacing that with an independent advisory board, citing the Montana Constitution's model for legislative redistricting. Commissioner Campbell raised the same concern during discussion.
After public comment, the commission turned to voter education. Tor Goodmanson and Aaron Corsi of Dane Geld, the commission's communications consultants, presented a tiered engagement plan. The lowest tier would spend $1.50 per voter who voted in the last municipal election. The middle tier, $1.50 per registered voter. The highest, about $3 per voter. Spending would cover mailers, digital ads, social media buys, and community presentations.
Commissioner Franks moved to approve $65,000 for the active electorate engagement tier, with Dane Geld to return on July 15th with a detailed schedule and sample materials. Commissioner Campbell abstained, saying the commission was moving too fast without seeing a full plan. The motion passed 4-0 with one abstention. Mike Moss, the ex officio member, cautioned the commission to preserve budget flexibility, noting the $35,000 election office cost is an estimate, and the city commission cannot amend its budget to add ballot education funds after adoption.
The commission confirmed upcoming meetings on July 15th and July 30th, with final charter adoption required by August 6th and ballot language due to the county by August 10th. They also reserved July 23rd as a potential additional session and voted 4-0 to find time for that extra meeting.
Commissioners identified three areas needing further refinement: the compensation section, the sub-option ballot language, and the process for drawing ward boundaries. Each commissioner will submit a summary of what they heard at the public hearing to Mike Moss for consolidation before the July 15th meeting. This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.